So we are here today to celebrate fathers, but we are also here today to celebrate God as our Father and to worship Him and say, yes, He is our Father too. He wants to be our Father. He promises that He will be a Father for the fatherless. He promises us that He will do good to us, even more so than our own fathers do. And so we look at the story that Jesus tells us about God as a Father. And it is our second Bible reading, and we're going to do that in a slightly different way. We are going to play out the Bible story. So I need a whole bunch of volunteers, please. I need, yes, great. And I need you to be able to act, yes? So there needs to be lots of drama. Come to the front if you stuck up your fingers, your hands. Come. And I need a couple of people to, I need adults too. So please put up your hand. Yes, Ronald, you can come to the front if you want to. And it is the story. It's a story you all know very well. Let me just change microphone. It's a story you all know very well. It's the story of the lost son. So I need a dad and a son, two sons. But I need a dad who can hug the son. So can I have two adults for that, please? And how about we do real son and dads? Can we do that? And then, but then reverse it. John and Tony, is that possible? Or not? No, I don't. No. I don't want to put you on the spot if you are really uncomfortable with that. You will have to read something out. Tom, can I switch to this?
Yeah. All right.
We can actually get this so far that we have the whole church involved. I'm sure we can get something for everyone. All right, I also need someone to be the oldest son. Philip, you can be the... I put your name right there. You can be the... You can be the oldest son. You, do you mind being the father? So you can change roles, yes? Are you happy to do that?
Yeah.
And you can be the younger son. Is that all right?
Right.
Who wants to be the servant? Who wants to be the servant? Oh, good. And so the yellow ones are the ones for you to read, yes? Okay, and I will be the narrator. And if you kind of feel that there is a role there that you think, oh yeah, no, I can do some dramatic acting about that, come to the front and just join in, yes? And I will just walk around with the microphone. All right, are you ready for this story? Listen very carefully. Jesus went on to say, there was once a man who had two sons. So if the two sons can stand with the dad, please. Oh, sorry. Okay, we'll just take this as it comes. There was once a man who had two sons. The younger son said to him,
Father, give me my share of the property now.
You need to act, yes? You need to dramatize it. So the man divided his property, divide your property, between his two sons. After a few days, the younger son sold his part of the property and left home with the money. You're the oldest son, no? After a few days, the younger son sold his part of the property and left home with the money. He went to a country far, far away, where he wasted his money in reckless living. Do you know what reckless living is? It's dancing and screaming. Why don't you go with the younger son and dance and scream? And go, yay, party time. You can join in with the reckless living. He spent everything he had. Then a severe famine spread over that country, and he was left without a thing. So he went to work for one of the citizens of that country. And you can be the citizen of that country, together with Rosemary. And it's over there, that country, in the other corner. Do you go with Rosemary, Ronald? So, younger son, the citizen of that country is over there, and you are going to work for her. And she sent him out to her farm to care for the pigs. He wished he could give... Okay. He wished he could fill himself with the bean pots the pigs ate, but no one gave him anything to eat. At last, he came to his senses. And listen what he said. This is what he said.
Don't rush. All my father's hired workers have more than they can eat. And here I am about to starve. Bit more sympathy. I will get up and go to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I'm no longer fit to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired workers.
And look how all the people he used to party with have now turned into little pigs. So he went all the way back to the country, very slowly, it took a long time. So he got up and started back to his father. He was still a long way from home. When his father saw him, his heart was filled with pity, and he ran. He threw his arms around his son, and he kissed him.
Father,
the son said,
I have sinned against God and against you. I'm no longer fit to be called your son.
But the father called his servants. Come on, servants, come.
Hurry.
He said,
bring the best robes and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet.
Put a robe on him and a ring on his finger.
Then go and get the prize calf and kill it. And let us celebrate with a feast. For this son of mine was dead, but now he is alive. He was lost, but now he been found.
And so the feasting began. So you can feast here now. In the meantime, the older son was out on the field. On his way back, when he came close to the house, he heard the music and the dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him,
her,
what's going on?
Your brother has come back home, and your father has killed the prize calf because he got him back safe and sound.
The older brother was so angry that he would not go into the house. So his father came out and begged him to come in. But he spoke back to his father.
Look, all these years I've worked for you like a slave. I have never disobeyed your orders. What have you given me? Not even a goat for me to have a feast with my friends. But this son of yours wasted all your property on prostitutes. And when he came back home, you killed the prize calf for him.
My son,
the father answered,
you are always here for me, and everything I have is yours. but we've had to celebrate and be happy because your brother was dead, but now he is alive. He was lost, but now he has been found.
Amen. Thank you all.
The story we just acted out, you know very well, of course. We have probably heard it so many times in our lives. But it is a story told us about God as a father. And Jesus tells that story amidst other stories that make it clear to us how precious we are in God's eyes, how special we are to God. And so Jesus thinks everybody has a dad. So people will understand what I'm talking about when I tell them a story about a father. And it is about a father who never gives up. No matter how wrong and how far away his children go. Why do you think the father saw his son coming from far, far away? Why do you think he saw him when he was still that small on the horizon? Because he knew his son. He knew his special walk. He knew his special posture. But that was not just it. He also looked out for him all the time. He looked out for him whenever he got up from his work, whenever he lifted up his face from whatever he was doing. And day in, day out, he would look at the horizon and he would hope that his son would come back to him. He would look out if he could see anything that would look like his son coming home. The heart of this father, we read, was filled with pity, or with compassion, as another translation says. His heart was filled with compassion as soon as he saw his son. Before he could even see him properly and see the pity state he was in, his heart filled up with love and pity and compassion. Before a word was spoken, he did not even know that his son was going to say sorry. But his heart already filled up. This was his child. And he was coming home. And what the father does next is so, so important. He runs to his son. He throws his arms around him. And he kisses him. You know, it was a bit too far for John to do that to his to his son. But the thing is, you know, we are a little bit less formal and less, less formal is the word, than they were in those days. But it was the most unbelievable thing for a father who had so much wealth to actually start running and to have such a public display of love. It's a little bit like as if we would see the Queen suddenly making a run for it because she sees Prince Harry or something and throwing her arms around him and start kissing him. The whole country would be in uproar, or, well, perhaps they would like it. But it is that unimaginable for a father in those days to do that. There is something outrageous about God's love for us. This is what God does when we, one of his children, come home to him. When we realize that perhaps the way we have walked is not so much the way we should walk. And when we turn around and say, no, no, I want to go back to the God who is my father. That is how God welcomes us. He is outrageous. He is embarrassing. He is throwing parties where parties perhaps should not be thrown. That is how much he loves us. That is how much he welcomes us home, how much he wants us to be his. It doesn't mean that when a God is so welcoming as a father, that we do not need to say sorry. We do. We do need to say sorry for that, what has gone wrong in our lives. But at the same time, it also means, and it also illustrates, that we may know ourselves to be so loved of God, of our Father in heaven. So much so that he even dies on a cross to show us his love. He is the Father who never runs out of love. He is the Father who always forgives. He is the Father who always welcomes us back with open arms. No matter what we have done or where we have been, he is the Father who wraps his arms around us and kisses us and does not abuse the power he has. He is the one who changes things in our hearts, like he did with Leah. He makes of us princes and princesses, children of the Most High God. And let's celebrate that today. God our Father always welcomes us back. God our Father makes of us princes and princesses, children of the Most High God. If your own father has not been what he should be, keep your eyes on God. If your own father is pretty much the best dad on the face of the earth, then imagine this, God is even better than that. He is the one who calls to you and says, come and celebrate that I am your dad. Wherever you are, whatever has gone wrong, I forgive you. I want you for myself.